broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Cullman.
Rich history since 1969 with celebrated names such as Mark Smothers, Farrell Runge, and Alan Scott to help pave the way. Vaughn has played teams from far and wide, as far as the eagle flies. This time, in their second matchup, the Eagles welcome the Fultondale Wildcats to South Vaughn in what could be another thriller. In the opening after their three-week homestand, the Eagles found a way to cage the Bulldogs late in the fourth, giving Vaughn a well-deserved 3A Region 6 win. In Act 2, the Eagles want to take another win in front of the Eagle faithful, the fans, the students, the parents, the alumni who have endured many harsh seasons and painful losses. For Vaughn, it's more than redemption. For Vaughn, a win tonight means they not only beat the number one team in Region 6, but it also means the Eagles mean business.
I always kind of just keep talking, just in case.
In its rich history since 1969, with celebrated names such as Mark Smothers, Farrell Runge, and Alan Scott to help pave the way, Vaughn has played teams from far and wide, as far as the eagle flies. This time in their second matchup ever, the Eagles welcome the Fultondale Wildcats to South Vaughn in what could be another thriller. In the opening act of their three-week homestand, the Eagles found a way to cage the Bulldogs late in the fourth quarter, giving Vaughn a well-deserved 3A Region 6 win. In Act 2, the Eagles want to take another win in front of the Eagle faithful, the fans, the students, parents, alumni, those who've endured many harsh seasons and painful losses. For Vaughn, it's more than winning, it's redemption. For Vaughn, a win tonight not only means they beat the number one team in Region 6, but also means the Eagles mean business. In his first year as head coach, Coach Robinson has a message for his team. Go, fight, and win. Tonight,
I think I've heard that
it's the Wildcats.
Before,
it's the Wildcats and the Fultondale Wildcats and the Vaughn Eagles. And this is Friday Night Live, coming at you live from Mark Smothers Stadium. Good evening, football fans. Dylan Diemert alongside me in the booth is Jay Fuller.
Hey, Dylan. Good to be back. And we want to apologize to everybody for being a little late coming on the air tonight. We came through a pretty bad traffic accident on the way over here, and hopefully everybody is all right with that particular accident. I think you just cut all my volume off, but that's perfectly all right as life goes on. You know, it's interesting as we talk moving forward about the football schedules and the football scores this year, Dylan. We're about halfway through the season, and I did a little research on who the winningest team of the county is right now.
Right.
You did a little research, too. Bring us up to date a little bit on what you found there.
Well, Colman is 2-2 right now tonight. Cold Springs 1-2. Good Hope 3-1. You know, we were at Hamilton last week for that thriller in Good Hope. Coach Scott with a big win on the road, the first ever win against Hamilton in that series. Holly Pond is the most winningest team in Cullman County right now with a 4-1 record. As you said, like you were saying, the winningest team right now, 41. Here at Vaughn, 2-2. West Point, not too far away, 2-2. And Fairview, 3-1. And if you want to count Addison, they're 4-0. But There's some Bulldog fans out there.
So I know we have an interview with Coach Scott. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and listen to that. And we are just a few minutes away from kickoff. In fact, I believe we just kicked off here in Vinemont. Maybe we'll save that interview for halftime.
I think so. We'll get right into the action here as Teague Watley will field this one for the Eagles.
So, Dylan, a little behind the scenes here. I'm apparently number one and you're number two. So if you want to turn it up or down, you're on number two.
I'll have to remember that as you're starting lineup for the
Eagles. Or I can swap them if you'd like for me to.
We will be Cameron Carter will be the quarterback tonight for the Eagles as he'll get the start over usual Jack Hill, the freshman. It's Cameron Carter, the junior here. First down from the 30. As Vinemont wants to run it, push forward, they're going to be stopped and pushed back by the Fultondale Wildcat defense.
Before we get too far, I do want to thank all of our sponsors for Friday Night Live. We've got Coleman Sports Fit, Scissor Salon, Happy Homes Real Estate, Dr. Wayne Fuller Optometrist, and Cyber Broadband. Thanks for bringing Friday Night Live to you each and every Friday night. Dylan, we've had a heck of a season this year, haven't we?
We have. And, you know, it kind of capped off last week, if you want to count that one. I think we're still in for a good one here, but last week at Good Hope, we can't dismiss that one. It was a great one.
That's true. I did not really want to discuss in great detail some of the rumors. So if you listen to Sports Talk Live Thursday, there are some dire predictions for this week in certain scores. We'll see how that pans out as the night goes on.
Second down now as the Eagles want to run it again, and we'll go nowhere.
Cameron Carter
is going to keep that one for a gain of none, so it'll be third down and 10. Tackle made by Adri for the Wildcats. So third down now for the Vinemont Eagles as the Eagles work left to right as you listen.
We're coming live to you from the Vinemont Stadium. Tonight's game, Vinemont versus Fultondale. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP Coleman.
Third down, and it's going to be a gain of about three. Handoff to Gage Bailey, and it'll be fourth down and eight. Larkin for the tackle for the Wildcats. So now they will send the kicking unit out and send this one to the Wildcats. Number 21, Khalil Yao back to return as well as number one, number four, Jason Jones, and it's going to be fielded about the
Eagles punt out of
Wildcat
near midfield.
It'll be the Vinemont 49.
Quite a crowd out here, Dylan, and I can tell you the press box food, of course, concession stand right underneath us, already doing its evil deeds for the night, already getting hungry.
Hey, Jay, you're in for a treat tonight. As you know, pretty good food here. So they're going to start right at midfield on the 50. Jason Jones, the quarterback for the Wildcats of Fultondale. Let's see what this Wildcat offense has. Takes a snap. Jones with the keeper. He's going to march forward and he's going to move around. He's got some moves here at the 45, at the 40, and down at the 40-yard line.
Jason Jones
with the quarterback keeper there. He's got a lot of moves. Very fast, very elusive. As most quarterbacks out of Fultondale have been known to be. One's a sophomore. So they're going to say second down and nine, very short of the first down. Jones takes a snap, keeps it again, and he's going to get the first down and more. He's going to be down at the 30-yard line, make that the 28.
Jason Jones again on the keeper.
So now a Fultondale Wildcat first down at about the Eagle 28. .837 to play here in the first quarter, and we're still scoreless as we are here at Mark Smothers Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. Jones gets a snap. Screen pass to the corner, and it's going to be incomplete. Pass intended for number 8.
Dylan, go ahead and go over those counting stats again, if you real quick. I didn't see what you did with them, but was Holly Pond the most winningest team in the county right now?
In Coleman County, yes, they are 4-1 right now.
And Coleman stands 2-2, Cold Springs 1-2, Good Hope 3-1, Holly Pond 4-1, Vinemont's 2-2, West Point 2-2, Addison is 4-0, but they're not really here.
As the back breaks out, and he'll be down at the 15-yard line, so it'll be another Wildcat first down.
I believe Holly Pond and, of course, Coleman High School are the only two teams we haven't covered this season.
Not yet. We're going to get there soon. As number 22, Walter Blair, takes carry for the Wildcats, so it'll be another Wildcat first down at about the Vinemont 15. Snap again, hands off to Blair again, and he's going to march forward to about the 10-yard line. As they're deep into Vinemont territory.
Yeah, I didn't. For one, being a Coleman County resident, did not want to see the opposing team be this close to the goal line already.
Well, we are at 7:37 right now in the first quarter. Man in motion, quarterback hands it off to him. That's number 12. And
they did tackle him, but he's on about the 3-yard line, is my guess.
That's number 12, Willie Smith, as he's usually the wide receiver. They did a handoff to him in the back. Arched it up to about the 3-yard line, as you said, Jay.
We don't have a fancy scoreboard here.
First down, yeah, I heard it. I was hearing something from the PA announcer earlier that they do not use the downs and the yards to go. So now first down, Jones makes a handoff, hands off to Blair. Blair goes for the corner, and it's going to be short.
Yeah.
Very short, number 12. That's going to be number 12, Jesus Colchado with the stop. And they're going to say Travis Hopper and Dustin Moore there. I saw Colchado very close.
Remember this about being at Vinemont before. You've got the main crowd and the bleachers and then the kid playing area over here off to the side.
That's where I grew up right there, Jay.
I think that's pretty much a Vinemont tradition.
It is. It very much is. You'll see these guys on Saturdays, Fridays, all the time. Second down now, hands off, and
I didn't see what happened.
Very
they
close.
Tackled him, right
very close. Looks like they're going to say touchdown.
Oh, are they?
They're going to say a Wildcat touchdown, and the Wildcats strike first there at Mark Smothers Stadium as Fultondale goes up 6-0, awaiting the extra point.
Well, Dylan, while they go ahead and kick, let's go ahead and hear what the Vinemont coach had to say about this week's game.
All right.
Dylan Deamer here from Friday Night Live. I'm here with Coach Robinson of the Vinemont Eagles. You know, last week he had a nail-biting win at home against Hansville. Can you take us through that?
Yes, sir. We started out well on offense and moving the ball a little bit, and they, both of us really, they did a good job defensively, and we did a good job defensively. It was kind of shutting each other down in the second half. And, you know, really we didn't have a lot going in the second half offensively until that last drive. And we made a couple little changes and, we're able to go, 89 yards in the last, minute or so. And so it was really big for our kids. It was good for our kids to realize that what we're doing is the right thing, just to get a little confidence and know that they're doing all the right things. We just got to keep doing it, keep working.
This is Vinemont's second ever meeting with Fultondale. The team lost last year 55-14 in 2016. Fultondale right now comes in number one in the Region 6 3A play. Yeah, what does it look like to be the plan tonight?
Well, we're going to try to slow the game down as much as we can. They're fast. They have just a ton of speed. They've got some D1 prospects on the field as well. So for us, it's about doing things that we want to see better out of us this week, both offensively and defensively, just little things, and try to slow the game down and come into the second half with a chance to win the ballgame.
And who should we see to be some impact players tonight for your team, offense and defense?
Well, offensively, I think Dustin McGraw, both offensively and defensively. Dustin McGraw, number 12, he's big for us. And Cam Carter will be starting at quarterback, and he's good at making plays under pressure. And You know, it's really big that we kind of get him rolling. And defensively, you know, Anthony Brasher is a guy that's been really stepping up for us of late. And he's a latecomer to the program, but he's really doing some good things. And Austin Cornelius, he has a motor that just won't stop him. He just goes and goes. So that's who we'll be looking for to help us make plays.
All right, thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium here on the campus of Vinemont High School. As we're here for Friday night live from Vinemont, as Vinemont hosts Fultondale.
As live as it gets, unless you're listening to the replay.
Unless you're right here in the stand, yeah, or on the replay, yeah. As 3A Region 6 play here, the Vinemont offense on the field, Carter to take the snap. Carter hands off to number 12, Alonzo Salgado, for about 2 yards. So now it'll be second and 8.
Number 24, Elias McHenry on the tackle.
Now second down.
For the Eagles, second down 7.
And 7, they're going to say a gain of 3, as he may have went forward. So now second down and 7 from the Vinemont 23, as handoff looked like it went to number 1, Gage Bailey, for maybe a gain of 1.
I believe the announcer agrees with you out there. 5 minutes, 33 seconds left in the first quarter. Fultondale leading Vinemont 7-0.
As Fultondale took an early lead on their last possession. So they're going to say third down and 4 to go for an Eagle first down. Haven't got a first down yet tonight. Hopefully they'll go for one here. As Coach Robinson said, Cameron Carter to start of the night for the Eagles. Carter with the snap, hands off to Alonzo Salgado.
A little bit of yardage gained in that play, it looks like.
It'll be about a 4-yard gain for the Eagle first down.
I wanted to say mileage for some reason. Wrong subject.
As the announcer wants to say, that was Dustin Moore, but number, I got number 12.
First down for the Eagles.
Old Chato, but it looked like number 12. His pads adjusted there. So now, first down and 10 from Mont 34. As looks like it was recovered by the Wildcats, and they're going to run it in for another touchdown, as it was a fumble picked up by number 44. Boyd for the Fultondale Wildcats. So now Fultondale takes a 14-0 lead here in Vinemont. As it says, Friday night live right here on Live 95, Coleman's Live 95.
And again, special thanks to our sponsors for Friday Night Live, Dr. Wayne Fuller, Optometrist, Cyber Broadband, Coleman Sports
Fit, to the next booth over there, to the
Scissor Salon. And let's hear from them now. We'll be back in a minute on Friday Night Live. Live on Coleman's Independent
Radio. Are
you
having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077. 256-734-1077. Or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium here on the campus of Vinemont High School. And this is Friday Night Live right here on Coleman's Live 95 as Vinemont comes back after a fumble recovery returned by the Fultondale Wildcats for an easy 7 points. So now the Eagles down 2 scores on their home turf.
4 seconds left here in the first quarter. And this week, Dylan Diemert and Jay Fuller are bringing you the action here from Vinemont High School as Friday Night Live continues. We're trying to cover each and every county school, and as the season goes on, we're trying to gravitate towards the better performing teams. But we'll keep you posted on how that goes.
First down now, and the ball is going to be fumble snap there, and Fultondale wants to go their way, and they're going to say it's going to go to Fultondale. So that's not good if you're a Vinemont faithful here, because you don't want to see that. That's second straight fumble now for the Eagles. So now the Wildcats will take over at the Vinemont 32-yard line. They'll send Jones back out and his offense.
Dylan, the crowd visibly not as excited as they were a moment ago. Hopefully that will all come back, you know, some reminiscing of the very first game we covered of the season, Hansel versus Cold Springs. They were both off to a little bit of a rocky start, but they snapped back, both teams, and provided a very entertaining game.
First down for the Wildcats, and Jones pass incomplete, going for number 7, Dunavant, and that'll be second and 10 from the 32. Like you said, it was very reminiscent to our first ever broadcast of this season at Hansville. Speaking of Hansville here last week was leading Vinemont up until the fourth quarter, a very late stunner play, just like we saw at Good Hope. As Vinemont ended up
Hamilton, as Good Hope played, yeah.
Right.
You know, I heard a lot of comments about that particular game, Dylan, and a lot of people heard that game live right here on Live 95, and it was as epic for them as it was for us in the broadcast booth.
Jones with the snap and pass complete to Nathan Dunavant. There'll be a first down at about the 19-yard line, deep into Vinemont territory.
And that game last week was also a home game, Dylan, here in Vinemont?
Yeah, last week was a home game as Vinemont's on a 3-week homestand right now as they host Addison next week. And they're home tonight, of course, and were at home last week when they beat the team led by the Hansville Bulldogs team led by Coach. And a pass thrown to Dunavant. Pass complete for a touchdown. So now the third straight Fultondale touchdown here at Mark Smothers Stadium. Fultondale will take a 21-point lead awaiting the extra point here, 21-0. With 3:22 to play in the first quarter.
I did not get a chance to look up the stats on Fultondale or how they're performing this season.
Fultondale comes into Vinemont 3-0 as they took a win against region rival Hansville last week. Won against St. Vincent was the name of the team. I may have to check that.
So obviously, so far, Fultondale having a pretty good season.
Fultondale 1-0 in region and 3-0 overall. Last week won against St. James, 45-21.
Yep. Well, hopefully Vinemont will get a breath of fresh air back.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to South Vinemont as we're at Mark Smothers Stadium. This is Friday Night Live, and we're bringing you Vinemont and Fultondale live here.
On Live 95. Say that about five times. Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, also bringing you local football each and every Friday night on Live 95. Tonight's hosts, Dylan Deemer and Jay Fuller, as we bring you Vinemont football action. Unfortunately, Dylan, so far it apparently has been Fultondale football action.
It is the all Fultondale show so far. 3:32 to play in the first quarter, and Fultondale already 21-0 against the Eagles here at their home at turf.
But we have a fresh set of downs now for the Vinemont Eagles, and we're making a little progress down the field. He returned that ball all the way to the 40.
As Dustin Moore took the return there, gets it to the 40-yard line.
See, I knew my encouraging him would allow him to move down the field better.
That's what you need to do here. You've got to get the team going by encouraging.
You need to do a little more of that, don't I?
Yeah. Get right here, yeah. Dustin Moore with a carry at the 40-yard line. So the Vinemont Eagles start a little better than they did last time, of course.
Yeah, what was that, about a 15-yard return? I'm guessing.
About a 15 to a 20 yard there.
Vinemont ball, second down.
Carter to get the snap from the 40-yard line. First down, hands off to number 22 for Vinemont.
Not much of a gain, if any, on that play, Dylan.
Not much at all. Does that? We'll go to the back, number 22. Colin Techmeyer, which I've got here.
Gain of two on the play for the Eagles. Second down, eight.
That was Dustin Moore, number 12. His 22 checks in right now.
Announcer said second down, eight to go. Ball appears to be on about the 42, 43. That's what he just said, wasn't it?
That's right. That's now second down for Vinemont. Carter with a snap, hands off to Moore again, and they'll wrestle him down at just over the 45-yard line. Maybe at the 46 is where they're going to field it. Third down and about four to go.
Game getting off to a slow start if you're a Vinemont Eagle fan, as Fultondale has been commanding this particular quarter. Vinemont's got the ball, though, on about the 47-yard line or so. 46, probably.
As it seems like right now, the engine just cannot get going for the Vinemont Eagles. It's still very early in the game. Fultondale obviously came to play. You may remember Fultondale blanked the Hansville Bulldogs 60-6. And they're going to say a timeout called. So we'll take a timeout right with them.
Yes, we will.
Your score 21-0 in favor of Fultondale. You're listening to a Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium here in Vinemont.
Time for Vinemont to do something right now, Dylan.
As they've woken up and hand off to Moore, and he'll get Moore as it'll be a first down. And for the first time, Vinemont Eagles will go.
Not to be confused with Roy Moore, but we're not paying attention to that right now.
Not right now.
Vinemont moves up to the 35-yard line in Fultondale's side of the field. It's marching on up there, Eagles.
Their first time in enemy territory tonight.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Friday Night Live on Live 95 for Friday Night Live. This is Friday Night Live.
Quarterback hands off to Gage Bailey. and he'll be wrestled back. I think they're going to give him forward progression there and say he'll be down at the 36, excuse me, the 34, as we're working the other way, working left to right as you listen.
The Vimont Eagles working their way up the field. Hopefully be able to do something on this set of downs. They're currently trailing Fultondale 21-0 with 57 seconds left in the first quarter.
One thing Vimont's doing a lot of is they're doing a lot of substitutions here, I've noticed. They've subbed a lot of players. I see number 5 come in for number 20, number 5 being C.J. O'Neill, coming in for number 20, Dalton Dinkle, as Carter with the handoff, tries to hand to the back, and Fultondale's defense wrestles him down, and they're going to push him back for maybe a loss of 2 here. So it'll be 3rd down and 12 to go when the Eagles get the ball back.
Gage Bailey on the carry.
Gage Bailey could not move there. I'm going to say 3rd and 13, so 1 yard back than I thought. Again, number 5 comes back in. C.J. O'Neill, he's going to sub out for Dinkle again. Oh, no, he's going to send. He's going to come in.
Yeah, I'm trying to come up with a creative reason for that. I guess that's just to keep Fultondale on their toes and not know what to expect.
Time runs out. If the first quarter is a score.
If that is their plan right now, it's not working too well, Dylan.
As they want to keep players fresh. But that's the end of the first quarter here at Vimont. As the Eagles trail 3 scores to the Fultondale Wildcats.
You're listening to Friday Night Live right here on Coleman's Live 95. Back in a moment.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium here on the campus of Vimont High School. The second quarter starts now here on Friday Night Live as we've got Vimont taking on Fultondale at home. 3rd down and 10 to go. Carter hands off, and they're going to push him back for an even more loss as he'll be tackled just past the 45. Dustin Moore with the loss, and it'll be 4th down and 15 here.
Number 44, Aaron Boyd.
So they'll probably send the punt unit out and boot it away to the Wildcats.
Well, derailing for a moment, Dylan, let's talk about punting for a moment. I can think of 2 teams that we've covered this year that don't really have a punter. It's kind of unusual to see the team score a touchdown and then immediately go for 2, but we've seen a lot of that this season.
Yeah, we saw Hansville not have a kicker, and actually they're going to go for this one as Carter's going to stay out there. The offense going to stay out. Surprising move here on 4th and 15. He's going to pass deflected, and they're going to say it's an incomplete pass. Sometimes when the passes go backwards, it can be ruled
might have been going for pass interference, maybe. I don't know.
As I don't even think he could get it past. It'll be turnover on downs, and Fultondale will take the ball right at the 45-yard line. As that's not good for Vimont either, as you don't want to make risky plays like that, because if you keep making risky plays like that and they don't work out, it really just throws off the team mojo.
Yeah, team mojo and confidence not doing very well right now as Vimont trails Fultondale 21-0 with 11:09 left in the second quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We'll bring you some other scores around the region here in just a few moments.
As Jones gets a snap, screen pass over to the corner. He's got a receiver. He's got a man open to the 40, to the 50, 40. down at the 40-yard line, pushed out of bounds. That'll be a big Fultondale first down. Wildcats will take over in Vinemont territory. As Dustin Moore with the tackle there. You can hear the Vinemont Eagle band getting going right here to our left. Jones with the snap, first and 10, rolls to his right. He's got a man, and it's dropped. Pass intended for number 11. Had it in his hands, and it went out. That'll be number 11, Lucas Wells, with the drop. Second down and 10 now from about the 42-yard line. Second down. The last play, Jones not using his legs really to carry the ball as he ended up rolling to his right as Jones could snap again. Second down, got some pressure coming, and Vinemont forcing the pressure. He's going to roll to his left, making some moves. He's just going to keep this one, and Jones goes to midfield, and he's going to try to get the first down, but there's a flag on the play here as quarterback keeper is probably good for the first down, but the flag may have something to say about that.
Well, Dylan West Point not off to a good night either. They're playing corner, which, of course, we saw Fairview play corner a few weeks ago. West Point is in the same situation as Vinemont right now, trailing by 21 points. No score yet between Good Hope and Cordova. Fultondale, of course, leading Vinemont 14-0. Coleman trailing Fort Payne 7-0. No score yet in the Hansville versus J.B. Pennington game. Falkville and Cold Springs looking to be a close one right now, 14-7. Falkville in the lead there. Mortimer Jordan leading Fairview 14-0. Lynn and Addison tied at 0, as well as Meek and Galesville.
Yeah, not sounding good over there in West Point. So penalty is going to go against Fultondale. It's going to be a holding penalty. They'll send him 10 yards back. Second and 25 here. It looks like maybe Jones throw this one. Good snap. Got time, he's got pressure, rolls to his left, and from the line of scrimmage, heaves it. And intercepted by the Eagles, number 9, Jack Hill.
Dylan, I'm going to say that was an awesome pass directly to Vinemont's number 9.
That's what you need right there. That's how you get your confidence back, is an interception.
I was watching the ball in awe going, what's happening here? And then Vinemont on Jay Fuller's face.
It's on my face too. Yeah, as a Vinemont alumni, I gotta hold it in for my team here. I am an alumnus here, so I'm back at my home campus, so to speak. But you know,
do you miss it here? Not really. Time to move on with life, right?
Yeah.
21-0, Fultondale leading the charge here in Vinemont.
As Fultondale still has the ball, I guess they're going to say that was an incomplete.
Yeah, I don't know how they're doing
that. So now Jones heaves it up again, caught. And it's going to be in the end zone for another Fultondale Wildcat touchdown. As Fultondale tried the same play they did earlier, as we thought it was an interception. It was
sure looked like an interception.
A drop pass, I guess. But pass goes to Blair. And he's got it in the end zone for another Fultondale touchdown. And Fultondale will look to take a 28-0 lead.
27-0. Let's
waiting
not
on
get
the extra point,
ourselves.
Yeah. You never know. You never know. 27-0 your score, awaiting the extra point here with 9:43 to play.
As I mentioned earlier, the hurt apparently is on in Coleman County. There are quite a few teams that are getting off to a not-so-good start tonight.
That's right, yeah, a lot of teams not going right away. Can't count them out yet, is because we've seen a lot of thrillers like that.
It ain't over till the fourth quarter, Dylan.
Kick is up, and it will be good. So now Fultondale controls this game 28-0.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. We'll be back with more of the second quarter in a few moments.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back.
Certainly, I'm sorry, Dylan. We're certainly in the jungle tonight as we're having to suffer the pounding coming from Fultondale right now as we come to you live from Vinemont, Alabama. Vinemont versus Fultondale. Jay Fuller along with Dillard Diemert. I'm going to shut up because Dylan knows what he's talking about. I'm just here to smile and give a little commentary, Dylan.
It's all right, Jay.
I'm not smiling much tonight yet, I can tell you that.
The Wildcats set to kick this one away to Vinemont as they'll field it at about 13-yard line. That's going to be recovered by Dustin Moore. And
ran right into the Fultondale defense on about the 25-yard line.
Yeah, like I said, you filled them at the 25 there. So now Vinemont will take over from there.
Primary attacker, number 15, Jalen Sims. First down for the Eagles.
So now another first down for the Vinemont Eagles as they'll start deep in their own territory. As they've really struggled getting first downs. I think they've only had two tonight. Hopefully they haven't looked at the scoreboard yet because it doesn't look good.
Yeah, 9 minutes and 35 seconds left in the second quarter as Vinemont trails Fultondale 28-0.
So first down now from the 25. Carter with the carry, and he's gonna
run.
He's gonna keep this one at the 30 and knock down.
Yeah, right at the 30.
As that's number 22, Carter.
It honestly looked like it took Fultondale a whole second or two to catch on to what was happening there, but they adjusted pretty quickly.
That was the first quarterback keeper of the night for Vinemont. So now second down from the 30. Five yards to go.
As the announcer reminds everyone, the stadium is a smoke-free environment. So all the Vinemont fans down there who are upset, you cannot let the smoke escape from your heads. So.
So now second down with five to go. Carter and tries to sell the quarterback keeper, but hands off to the back, and the back is stopped.
Yeah, he made it about a yard forward, and then immediately was pushed right back a yard.
Dustin Moore with the carry there.
This particular set of downs, Vinemont is right in front of our vantage point here.
You know, I think the Fultondale defense really expected the run from Vinemont, as they've usually been a run-heavy team. And in my history of seeing Vinemont play, they usually rely on the back and not so much of the arm.
I'm going to move to third down. Is that right?
Third down and about three to go here from the Vinemont 33-yard line. Carter to get the snap. Hands off to Moore, and Moore trying to push forward. And
he didn't push forward a good bit that time.
I think he's got it. They're going to say forward progression is going to say first down here.
Down on about the 37, it looks like.
As he needed to get past the 35, and he did by 2 yards. So now it'll be another Vinemont first down.
Fresh set of downs. Let's keep the forward progress going, Vinemont.
Fultondale's defense not fooled by anything. Vinemont's been running a lot of stuffing on the line there as they're stopping the run. Vinemont usually going up the middle. Maybe need to explore going to the right or to the left or starting to air it out.
I thought it worked out pretty good when the quarterback kept it, came over this direction. Like I said, it took them a whole second to adjust. I mean.
First down from the 37, and again, handoff to the immediate right, and stop there. Handoff to Gage Bailey. So gain about two there. So now it'll be second and eight from the 38.
Yep, 7 minutes, 12 seconds left in the second quarter. It's Vinemont trails Fultondale 28-0. You're listening to Coleman's Independent Radio Station, Live 95. Jay Fuller, Dylan Diemert providing Friday Night Live for you this evening.
So I love being here at Vimont, right here at Mark Smothers Stadium. It's, you know, it's a kind of a thrilling feeling to be back, you know, where I usually spent my Friday nights, as handoff to Bailey again. And he'll get to the 40. So third and about five to go here. Let's talk about Fultondale for a second. You know, we kind of mentioned a little bit about Fultondale, how their season's been going there.
I think Fultondale is a bad word to not go in. Let's not go there.
Let's not say that seven-letter F word. I think it's 1, 2, 3. I'm not going to count it. 3-0 overall, 1-0 in Region 3A. Last week they won against St. James 45-21. Of course, last year the first ever matchup between Vimont and Fultondale in Region 3A. And he's going to move forward.
That was some pretty good progress there. Made it down to the 45, maybe the 44.
He needed to get to the 46 or 47 for the first down. So they're going to say fourth and one or fourth and two.
Not quite far enough. How much you want to bet they go for this one?
I could see him going for it. They went on fourth and 15. Now, come on now. Like we were talking before, the head coach Richie Busby of Fultondale, very friendly guy. Talked to him before the game. You know, we got starters from Fultondale and talked about his team. He said, you know, they come in with a lot of speed. I don't have to probably tell everybody a geography lesson here, but, you know, they are in the Birmingham area, so they have to be a very competitive team to survive.
That's certainly correct.
As they're going to go for it again, they're going to try to push forward. Fultondale not having it. They're going to stop. Oh, they're going to say the ball popped out, but they're going to whistle this one dead. But looked like quarterback got past the first down marker, and let's see what they say here.
This will be an interesting call, I do believe.
Cameron Carter kept it, and he come out on the other side of the first down marker. The ball popped out, however, but they whistled it dead before the ball popped out. As Fultondale tried to run another fumble recovery, but it was whistled dead by the refs, and
official timeout.
They're going to take a timeout here so they can review this one.
All right, we'll take a timeout, and we'll update you on scores around the area when we come back on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Back with you on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Sorry for the technical difficulties. The bandwidth went away for a moment, Dylan, but now it's back.
Well, unfortunately, that play was ruled a turnover on down, so Fultondale has the ball. But Fultondale now at a 4th and 5 here, as they take the ball from about 42, 4th and 6, actually. And they're going to go for this one. Jones still out there. He's going to air this one all the way out. And it knocked away. So there'll be another turnover on down. Vimal will get the ball back.
It almost looked to me like he caught it, and then it was knocked away. But the like you said, the ref said it was knocked away. 3 minutes, 18 seconds left in the second quarter. 28-0 with Fultondale in the lead. Jay Fuller, Dylan Diemert for Friday Night Live coming to you live from Vimont High School.
As we are just right above the Eagle's Nest, the student fan section here for the Vimont Eagles.
There was a penalty marker. The flag was waved off.
So they're going to say there was a penalty that was on. So now, first down at about the 42. Need to get just past the 50. So we'll see Carter and Company, so to speak, out here. I think it's a local business. That's not necessarily a...
Are we taking a timeout again?
I think we're going to take a timeout here, and we can update, you know, on
we've got some area scores here. A lot of other teams tonight doing about as well as Vinemont is. There's no score yet in the Good Hope Cordova game. Corner is, I think I may have had that backwards. I think I had said Corner was in the lead earlier. No, West Point is leading Corner 21-0.
Maybe it was all a dream.
Could have been a bad dream. I don't know. It is a bad dream here at Vinemont right now. Fultondale leading Vinemont 28-0. Coleman not having a much better night. Fort Payne is leading Coleman right now 10-0. J.B. Pennington is over Hansville right now 7-0. Most of these games, of course, in the second quarter. Falkville is leading Cold Springs 28-7 as Dylan looks over my shoulder and breathes a heavy sigh as we continue to reach.
That was a closer game earlier. We said it was 14-7, and now it's escalated very quickly.
Yeah, Mortimer Jordan leading Fairview 14-3. We'll keep you posted on area happenings as the night goes on Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95. Vinemont and Fultondale line up again on the field.
As they need to talk things over, but I think they've got everything settled. So now Carter out there to get his offense going for the Eagles. Snap hands off to Bailey. Bailey and quarterback kept it, faked it, and there's flags out all over. I think Fultondale tried to force a turnover, but...
I wanted to say something like that was a huge play, but I didn't think that would go over too well.
It was a big hit there. And... they've got the ball at the 34.
I agree with that call.
They're talking it over still.
Referee Dylan.
Well, they're still talking it over, so this ball could get moved forward or stay where it's at. And still waiting. They're still going to talk this one over as flags down. Just past 40-yard line. As they're going to send Vinemont way back here. Must be a very serious call.
Yeah, we're having some words with the coach, I believe.
Yeah, as both judges come over to talk to the coach here.
Penalty yard stepped off against the Eagles.
I don't believe the fans are in agreement either, do I? I didn't see what happened. Did you see what
I did not see what was going on, as it looked like the quarterback had it, and he was wrestled to the ground, but it may have been something going on the side that forced us to be on the offense. It's Vinemont's ball. I kind of thought it was unusual, but 1st and 25 from about the 20-yard line deep into Eagle territory, so this is not where you want to be. Carter with the snap, hands off.
He's going to make it about 6 yards, I think, down to about the 24 or so.
Hands off goes to Dustin Moore, and he's going to carry that for about 4 or 5 yards there.
Joshua Stanton on the tackle.
that a cloud or is that smoke we're looking at up there?
As I think we're looking at smoke from just to the right of us, as like okay. You've been talking about the food been cooking just right below us.
You notice that too. Yeah, I've noticed that too. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left in the second quarter. Vinemont is trailing Fultondale 28-0 here on Friday Night Live. Coleman's Live 95, WRJMLP Coleman. Yes, FCC, I'm doing my job by saying those magical call letters.
And they're going to save delay of game here on Vinemont as could not get the ball off in time.
I'm also going to call a penalty, Dylan. I'm going to call delay of dinner on Live 95 crew. Tell you what, we'll be back in about 1 minute here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Team has been hard to handle for the Vinemont Eagles tonight. Second down just executed. Jay Fuller alongside Dylan Beamer.
It's all right.
I've got your name down, Pat. I am good.
As it is 28-0 here at Mark Smothers Stadium on the campus of Vinemont High School. Vinemont with the ball at about the 24-yard line, deep in their own territory, third down. Still feeling that penalty from earlier as they've got to get to the 52-yard line to make it a first down. Maybe look to see him air it out here.
As Dylan's been telling you earlier tonight, he spent a lot of time in this stadium being a Vinemont alum. Fultondale team attempting to do some acrobatics there. I believe he tried to do a handstand.
I'm hearing timeout from the sideline, but they went ahead with the play, so I guess they're going to bring the troops in to talk about it anyways, but I think they were trying to stop it there and prevent that play from happening. That play went through, so I don't know if that's what the intention was. Either way, it'll be fourth down and very long here.
Yep. We'll go ahead and take a timeout with them, Dylan, back in 30 seconds on Friday Night Live on Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Welcome back to Vinemont High School as we're at Mark Smothers Stadium. This is Friday Night Live. We've got Fultondale and Vinemont. Fourth down now. Vinemont's going to punt it here as very low, very bad punt there as it'll be down about the 34.
I wasn't sure if that was intentional or not. I'm guessing not.
It was not as they wouldn't go for an onside kick here as it wouldn't be the legal. But nonetheless, you said about 1:17 to play. Fultondale in control here going in to the end of the first half. As halftime coming up, we'll bring you the sounds of both Fultondale's band and Vinemont's band. Jones gets the snap, first down at the 35. Jones rolls to his right, keeps this one, just will step out.
Yeah, about the 30.
About the 33, 32. Justin Jones, quarterback for Fultondale. Very elusive, very fast-moving and can throw it just as well. So a gain of about three there. So it'll be second down and seven to go. Not much time left in this half, so I do believe Fultondale will get the ball to start the second half. Pass good, intended for number 12.
Made it down to about the 18-yard line, marching on towards the goal.
Willie Smith with the completion there. That would be another big Wildcat first down at the 20, at the 15-yard line. So now they are deep in Vimont territory and probably will go to for another score to end this half. Pass to Smith again. Smith finds the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats. So now another touchdown for Fultondale as 35 seconds to play.
The pain continues for Vimont. Hopefully Vimont will have a rejuvenation over halftime and come back and get some points on the board in the second half, Dylan.
You're absolutely right, Jay. That's what you got to hope for. So now the extra point awaiting here as number 26 for Fultondale, the kicker there, that's going to be number 26, Jonathan Victorino.
The kick is going to be good. Which is going to bring the score to 35-0. Fultondale in the lead here at Vimont High School on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Well, coming up again at halftime, we'll hear the sounds of the band here as both bands getting prepared on the new Vimont track here. Now, I don't know if people have been out here to Vimont Stadium here in a while, but, you know, some addition since I was in school was this brand new state-of-the-art track that goes around Mark Smothers Stadium. As this wasn't here when I was in school, but it's here now.
I have to give them a little credit. You know, we were covering Fairview a couple of weeks ago. Of course, their stadium had some serious deficiencies for a couple of years. They had to play elsewhere. It was nice to be back in that stadium, as I'm sure the Fairview fans are happy to be back in that stadium as well.
It's a very nice stadium they've got there, Dafford Smith Stadium over there. But not to discredit this one, as, you know, the track's the latest addition to Mark Smothers Stadium. As you do remember in my heyday, I don't know if you follow the track and field locally, but they were the best track team that didn't have a track. What, it was kind of, a little nickname we had for them as Vimont's track team. Very well represented at state. And now they have a track of their own. It's now 35 seconds to go in this half. Fultondale will kick it deep.
To the Vimont Eagles.
Fielded by Dustin Moore. He's got a... It tipped off of his leg. He's got to pick it up. He picks it up and knocked down just shy of the 15-yard line. They're going to say 13. So now with just 30 seconds to play in this half, got to wonder what Vimont will do here as they will not get the ball back. They will be kicking to start the second half as they elected to receive. It's now first down from the 13-yard line. 30 seconds to play. Clock is not running. And they're just going to kneel it here and just let time expire.
But they're still standing on the field, Dylan.
So they're still on the field. As they, 19 seconds. Now clock is running. Second down, probably just have to knee it again. Second time's probably the charm here as they're just going to send this one away. Go to the locker room. Coach Robinson will take his team into the locker room and talk things over while Coach Busby will have a lot of fun time going on as his team leads 35-0. It's halftime here at Vimont, and Vimont losing it by four scores here, 35-0 in favor of the Fultondale Wildcats.
Five scores, unfortunately. I don't mean to correct
five
you
score,
there.
Yeah. Four scores and another score go.
Yeah. Some scores around the region. You know, some other games also having some trouble tonight. It's not just the Vimont team that's having to fight to get points on the board. Current score at Good Hope, Cordova is leading Good Hope 19-7. Of course, West Point and Corner were having an interesting game earlier. As Dylan said, a lot of points showed up there in the end of the second quarter. 28-7 now, West Point leading that one over Corner. We've got Fulton Dale and Vimont. Don't really want to talk about that one. Fort Payne is still leading, but Coleman has got some points on the board now. Fort Payne leading Coleman 10-7. I believe I heard Fort Payne is undefeated this season thus far. So,
Fort Payne and Coleman always seem to go at it every year. I've been to that game before at Coleman, and they always seem to go at it.
Yeah, we'll see how that one plays out as the night goes on. J.B. Pennington leading Hansville 14-0. Falkville over Cold Springs 35-7. Mortimer Jordan over Fairview 21-3. And as you can tell, there are quite a few high-scoring games going on around the county right now. We'll be back in a few moments with some sounds of the Fultondale Band as well as the Vinemont Band. You're listening to Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Back now at Vinemont High School, home of the Vinemont Eagles, where they trail right now from Fultondale, 35-0. And now the sounds of the Fultondale Marching Band as they open with Paint It Black from the Rolling Stones. You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
We'll be right back. and gentlemen, the Fultondale High School Marching Band. Drum major is Jaden Ellis. Field captains are Jamie Purcell and Tanya Mota. Section leaders are Katie Cardoso, Jenny Juarez, Jamie Purcell, Robbie Valencia, and Will Vickers. Color guard captain is Kayla Phillips. Field captains are Madison Reynolds and Andrea Victoriano.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio, Sunday night, Friday night live. Sunday is for, I believe, professional football. 35-0 as Vinemont trails the Fultondale team. We'll be back with some more sounds of Friday Night Live. We'll have the Vinemont Eagle marching band for you here in about 2 or 3 minutes on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95. Now, the music is presented by the Vinemont Eagle Marching Band.
be very afraid.
Is Thomas Baker, with special thanks to Color Guard instructor Anna Hendricks, majorette instructor Kristen Munger, percussion instructor Ross Hampton, and music arranger Tyler Jones.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Cullman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Cullman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Cullman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Cullman area and most Cullman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
Welcome back to South Vinemont as the Vinemont Eagles here at home at Mark Smothers Stadium. This is Friday Night Live here on Live 95. And before we get back to this one, as both teams coming back out, still warming up, we can give you some updates from around the county. Let you know how things are going all around Cullman, as, you know, we've been talking about so far. Really painful games tonight. Nonetheless, 35-0 your score here if you're just tuning in the second half about to start. Good Hope is trailing Cordova 14-20 at half. West Point leads Corner 28-14 at the half. Of course, this one 35-0 in favor of Fultondale. As second half about to start, Fort Payne leads Cullman 13-7. J.B. Pennington leads Hansville 21-0. Falkville over Cold Springs 41-7. Mortimer Jordan leads Fairview 21-3. And Addison in the third quarter leads Lynn 6-0. So that's an update around the county. Again, waiting on this one to start again as the second half just about underway here as Vinemont looks to resurge in the second half. The main motive for Vinemont tonight has been to go with the run And the run has been stopped most of the time, so maybe look to see the quarterback start to air the ball up and get comfortable throwing the ball, as they really haven't tonight. But I think a change is due pretty soon, as 35-0 in front of the home crowd is not the way you want to go, as Vimont midway in their three-week homestand, while Fultondale will go back to Fultondale and face off against another area opponent in the Birmingham area next week. Vimont will have Addison at home to complete their three-week homestand, and they will go back on the road as Vimont Eagles in the left end zone getting warmed up here. They've run in some laps. Fultondale, well, they're not doing too much, and they don't have to do too much because they've got a very big command on this one. Conditions tonight for this game are going to be in the low 70s. We're in the low 70s right now, to about 73 at the end of this one with a very light breeze. It's felt great out here. It looks great out here. No clouds in the sky. Rain expected tomorrow, but not tonight. Vimont comes into this game 1-2 overall with a big win against Hansville last week at home, winning 21-20. Region play, they are tied 1-1. Last week, of course, Hansville, and this last year they lost to Fultondale, this team here at Mark Smothers Stadium tonight, 55-14. This is definitely a new-look offense for Vimont, as they've got a new head coach, a new quarterback, as last year's quarterback, Garrett Boland, departing, and now one of the coaching staff. Head coach Stephen Robinson in his first year here as head coach of the Vimont Eagles. I talked to him before the game. We both alumni. He is an alumni of the class of 96. Of course, the year that I was born in, and I was an alumni of class of 15, so just 2 years removed. As it's been a kind of a great time to be out here and see old friends and old teachers and other people that have made an impact in my life. So I'd like to say thank you to them, as I've had the opportunity to go around and talk to some and, you know, really get to see how things are going. And it looks like we're back to football here in a little bit, as both teams huddling up right now. Vimont filled out the sidelines. They're back in their zone waiting on Fultondale to come back to the sidelines.
Hey, Dylan, Jay Fuller joining you again. Stomach very, very happy. Special shout out to all of the associated parties who fed us. I ate everything they brought us. So. It was, I believe, the quarterback club, but you've also given some really good accolades to the band concession stand. Of course, I was a band geek in Coleman back when I went to school, so if you hear me drop out for a couple of minutes in the third quarter, you know what happened.
Yeah, you might want to go over and start joining them, as the food over there is just great. That's where I went to eat my, you know, halftime.
Looks like they've got a pretty good line right now, yep.
Yeah, as they've always attracted a good fan base. As you know, the band boosters really care about this band, as this band, you know, is the highlight of this community here, as a lot of people love the Marching Eagles.
Well, again, special thanks to our sponsors for Friday Night Live, Coleman Sports First, Scissor Salon, Happy Homes Real Estate, Dr. Wayne Fuller, optometrist, and Cyber Broadband. We'll be back with the third quarter in a moment right here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium, as Vimont will kick off to Fultondale to start off the second half. They go with an onside kick there, and Vimont tried to get it, but they could not scoop it up, and Fultondale will pick it up in positive yardage at about the Vimont 48.
Well, gentlemen, trying to send some good accolades out to our Vinemont Eagles. You know, we were talking before the half. You know, the coach can say some pretty strong words during halftime, and, you know, you've had X amount of stuff done during the first half. Well, now you have the second half that you can answer all of the stuff done in the first half. And as we've said earlier on, it's not just the Vinemont Eagles tonight who are having a rough night. There's many teams around the county.
As like you said, Coleman really suffering this one. Jones hands off to his running back. Running back at the 30, down at about 30 to the 29 there. Walter Blair on the carry for...
Yeah, Coleman did actually get some points on the board right before the half. I believe they trail Fort Payne by 3 points, 10-7 last I checked.
So we have talked about games going on in our region. Some things to note for tomorrow. We'll talk about that in a little bit as it'll be first down at the 30 for Fultondale. Jones with the snap. He'll hand off to the back again. Flag down. Only got a yard past the 30. It'll be on Blair on the carry. Gain about maybe 1 to 2 yards.
11 minutes, 23 seconds left on the board near the third quarter. Vinemont trails Fultondale 35-0.
Penalty going to go on Fultondale, going to send him back 10 yards. More than likely a holding call. Well, some games of notice in the college football world tomorrow. Of course, Vanderbilt and Alabama from Nashville.
Or as a certain commentator says on Facebook, that would be Dandy Vandy.
First down and 15. Jones throws to Nathan.
Pass complete to Nathan Donovan, number 7.
Nathan Donovan, number 7. Yep. So I had him right here and it slipped my tongue.
But some other scores around the county, like we said at halftime. That one a little closer. Cordova is leading Good Hope 20-14. Corner trailing West Point 28-14. And Fultondale, of course, leading Vinemont 35-0. Coleman trailing Fort Payne 13-7. So Fort Payne got another field goal on the board before halftime there. J.B. Pennington leading Hansville 21-0. As we had another play happen here in Vinemont. Looks like another completion, but knocked away at about the 10.
Pass intended for Nathan Donovan. So it'll be third and 10 here.
Falkville leading Cold Springs 41-7. And Mortimer Jordan leading Fairview 21-3. The hurt is happening in Coleman County tonight, folks.
Real quick, back on the college football thing. Auburn will look to start SEC play against Missouri.
How do you feel about that game, Dylan?
Well, Missouri really, they haven't been able to get it going yet as they had a big loss to South Carolina. So I see Auburn to be winners there. Jones scrambling around, finds room, gets a block to the 10, down at just shy of the 5-yard line. So a big...
I think he ran past about 5 Vinemont Eagles that kind of had dazed looks on their faces, like, what's happening here?
As the quarterback is very mobile, can get free and find open yardage very easy, finds a running lane and takes it all the way to the express lane, but just about 6 yards short of pay dirt.
10 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter here at the Vinemont High School Stadium.
Real quick on the Auburn thing, I had to say that they had a lot of adversity with the dismissal of Sean White over the weekend, so we put things past them and go for a win in Columbia.
How close do you think? I don't mean close as in he almost scored, got down to the 1-yard line. How close do you think we are to Gus Malzahn having a dismissal?
I think the Gus bus is getting packed right now and could be on its way out. He needs a big winning season here as he hasn't been able to fulfill that so far. I think people on the Plains are not too happy. So now down at the 1-yard line, second and goal.
Fultondale knocking on the door again.
As Jones handed off to number 12, the back. And penalty marker down. So it's going to go against Fultondale. So Fultondale will get sent back.
Might be the first penalty against Fultondale all night. I don't know.
was the play earlier, actually, that resulted for them going back to a first, and they did have a penalty earlier. They had, the refs have been fair tonight. I'll give them that.
Okay, we'll give them that.
They have been...
I'll try not to be too opinionated, Dylan.
They have been fair tonight. I'll give them that. And that's coming from a Vinemont alumni.
Yeah.
So, second and five now. Pass to Dunavant, touchdown.
Yep.
Fultondale. Wildcats add another one.
Number seven, Nathan Dunavant. Touchdown, Fultondale.
It's going to bring it up to 41-0. As I try to locate the correct knob.
We'd like to remind you, no one should be playing in the end zone or on the track at Vinemont.
So now awaiting the extra point here.
We hope you enjoyed the performances by the Fultondale Band and the Vinemont Eagle Band.
I think they were wonderful. They both were very good. As the kick is up, no good. So the first missed one, 40.
Fultondale 41, the Eagles nothing.
Well, they're going to credit it on the scoreboard.
Yeah, I don't know 41 if that's supposed to happen or not. They may be
41
to
nothing.
Off.
I think they need to fix that one.
Every point counts, Dylan.
It does.
8 minutes and 53 seconds left here in the third quarter. As Fultondale leads Vinemont very graciously, 42 to nothing.
What are your, since you had to grill me on the Auburn question, Jay, what are your thoughts on the Alabama-Vanderbilt game? As, you know, there was a lot of smack talk going around. You know, Vandy had a big win. They're 3-0 for the first time in a while. Mississippi State's also performing well. Can't discredit them for their big win against LSU. But, you know, Vandy, they're you know, there's some smack talk going around that, you know, Bama's next.
Not to get too deep into the discussion or to anger any of our listeners, so I'm going to make a very conservative comment, Dylan, and say if somehow Vandy defeats Alabama, Nick Saban will not lose his job.
I would have to agree. As kick is up, fielded at about the 20-yard line. That's going to go to Watley or Dustin Moore, and now knocked out of his hands. It's probably going to be a turnover. That's going to be a fumbled ball as Fultondale wants it. Fultondale will have it.
Dylan, not to talk into that broadcast team that starts talking about other games because they don't want to talk about the game they're at, but I have a tendency to not watch too many football games unless they're going to be just a knockout, drag-out fight. So I may be watching the replays of Donald Trump's speech tomorrow. I don't know yet.
As a Bama fan, I'm not going to count out Vanderbilt. I'd like to see, you know, one of the SEC East's most dormant teams, you know, make a comeback. Unfortunately, it might come at a cost of my Crimson Tide.
I'll believe it when I see it, Dylan. I am slightly a little bit more of an Auburn Tiger than a, you know, a Crimson Tide fan, but I have been known to say for a while that Alabama fans had forgotten how to lose.
I'd have to agree with you there as Jones hands off to the back, pushed back for a loss of about five.
I don't know, I was just pretty impressed by the Vinemont cheerleader down there who did about eight flips on the track. So,
Jones gets to work with it again about where he was at last time on the last drive. He gets another free drive thanks to the fumble by Dustin Moore.
42-0. Fultondale leads Vinemont here at the Vinemont High School football field. 8 minutes and 10 seconds left in the third quarter.
Timeout called by Fultondale. We'll call one up here, too, in the booth. 42-0, Fultondale. This is Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Friday Night Live on Pullman's Live 95. Jay Fuller alongside Dylan Deamer.
As Fulton Dale commanding this one, 42-0 here. Fulton Dale just picked up another first down at about the Eagle 13.
They were moving pretty good down the field. I was beginning to think they were not going to get stopped, but the Vimont defense did take him down. Again, if you'd like to be part of Friday Night Live, we'd love to hear from you. All you have to do is send us an email to studio@live95coleman.com. We'll get back in touch with you and let you be part of Friday Night Live here on Coleman's Live 95.
Hand off to number 40, Delonte Reese. Carry about 2 yards.
Seems to be a pretty popular guy over there on the Fulton Dale team.
Delonte Reese.
So now second and three to go. Ball at the Vinemont 5. Jones will get the snap. It's a high snap. Hands off to his back. His back marches into the end zone. And another Wildcat touchdown.
Well, I was going to hold you back for a moment there, Dylan. I did not see the officials give the touchdown marker, but as soon as he finished saying it, they did, and another 6 points go on the board.
So six more for Fulton Dale as their score 47-0 with about 6:44 to play in the third quarter. Not looking good for Eagle fans here at home or listening abroad, wherever you are at.
But to add insult to injury, the Eagles are not the only team suffering in Coleman County tonight. We'll update you on area scores here in just a moment. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and take another quick break. And as they're setting up to play another set of downs, we'll update you right here on Coleman's Live 95's Friday Night Live.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes, too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Prayers going on tonight here in Vimont, Alabama. Dylan Deamer alongside Jay Fuller for Friday Night Live. Vimont gets a fresh set of downs here.
As Fulton Dale added another one and makes the score 48-0.
Other scores around the region. Cordova leading Good Hope 20-14. West Point leading Corner 28-14. Fulton Dale, of course, over Vimont. That score now a horrendous 48-0. That seems like 6 points too many. I think it's 42-0.
Seems like 48 points too many to me.
I think our scoreboard may be off. I just don't know.
Fort
Payne still over Coleman 13-7. J.B. Pennington 21 over Hansville 0. Cold Springs trailing to Falkville 41-7. Mortimer Jordan leading Fairview 21-3. And that's where we stand around the region as Vimont runs another set of downs.
As Carter hands off to Moore. More for a very short carry of about maybe 1 or 2 yards there.
Have we really already had 14 points scored? Is it really 48-0?
It really is. It really is here at Mark Smothers Stadium.
I'm in denial. I'm going to have to go find a counselor, I think.
Second down now at about the Vinemont 25.
Well, we have to give some kudos to Vinemont. They did knock off, who was it you said they played, Lester? Hansful?
Hansful, yeah.
It was like a one-point.
Just a one-point victory late in the fourth quarter.
Very end, like our game over in Hamilton that we covered last week.
As quarterback keeps it, tries to go forward. Actually, we'll hand off to Dustin Moore.
They may just be outmatched tonight, Dylan, as much as I hate to say it. West Point in corner has gotten awfully tight all of a sudden. Corner is leading West Point by 1 point, Dylan, 29-28.
As that's a big one for Region 4, 4A Region 6 play there. As we covered corner when they played Fairview at Dafford Smith Stadium. And West Point, no easy customer there because West Point, of course, the other county team to get a win against Hamilton in Hamilton this season.
Yeah, we kind of turned down that game because we had already covered Fairview in corner. And corner came out victorious in that game too, didn't they, Dylan? Or was it?
It was a very, very convincing corner win as it was a very close game. So now fourth down for Vinemont as Carey couldn't get 10. Corner and Fairview, you know, Fairview kept it interesting.
They certainly did.
But ended up
so interesting I couldn't remember who won.
It was corner by 7. It was a 14-7 ball game. So they kept it interesting, and Fairview also no easy customer. They are kind of trailing in the region, but
of course we're trying to cover as many of the teams in the county as we can, and we were discussing a little earlier tonight. I believe we've covered just about every team in the county except for Holly Pond, which seems actually to be the best performing team right now. You know, I know 2 or 3 years there at Sports Talk Live, we were talking about how it was so difficult for Holly Pond to even get a win, and they have certainly turned that program around. And, of course, the other team we have not been able to cover yet is Coleman High School. We're still working on that diligently. Of course, we are trying to follow the teams that are performing a little bit better or the games that are hyped up to be a little bit better. And we've done pretty good up till this week, Dylan, and I don't want to complain too much, but this game is not holding up to the standards of some of the other games we've covered this season.
You know, you could say that, and then everything could just change right now.
That's entirely true, and we'll hope for our Vinemont Eagles it does, but it's not looking promising at the moment. Friday Night Live on Friday Night Live and Friday Night Live. Coleman's Live 95.
This is Friday Night Live.
It's Friday Night Live.
As the Eagles come back to the field after talking things over, so far, no quarterback change. It's going to be a fourth down, so they're just going to boot this one away and give Fulton Dale another chance here. As it'll be punted from about the 15-yard line.
And if you haven't noticed, the current time is 8:45, which means Donald Trump probably just got finished saying, let's continue to make America great again, or something along those lines.
Actually, I just got a notification it's over.
Ah.
So I probably just did say that.
Probably just said that.
Probably closed it.
Interesting to have a president come to Alabama. That does not happen very often, Dylan.
Not at all. As ball fumbled, picked up at the quarterback, it'll be a turnover and downs and bad territory for Vinemont. Great territory for Fulton Dale.
I remember actually the last time I believe a president came here, I actually was part of the media coverage for this with another job. But President Obama had come down to the Gulf Coast after the oil spill. That was in 2008, I believe. It was right after he was elected. I remember wishing that it was George W. instead of Obama. Yes, I said that on the air.
I do believe George W. Bush had, I read an article actually about that as Jones hands off. Actually, this is not Jones. This is a new quarterback as they're just going to rest Jones here for the night as he's played a great game.
Yeah, nothing, he's certainly put enough points on the board for his team, I think.
Nothing against him. They just want to put the backup, get the backup, get some experience here. That's going to be number 16, Cameron Sillman. Smith, number 16, as their starter played a great game. They'll just let him rest so they don't risk injury. They've got a game next week. They got a game the week after. You got to think about it. If you're winning big, you just put the second team in. Keep on going because you want to keep your starting roster
Yeah, who was the team that really experienced that in college football? Is it Florida State? They lost their primary quarterback, and the backup had to start playing because he was out for the season. He had an injury, season-ending injury. I can't remember if it was Florida. I think it was a Florida team.
You're right on Florida State. Deontay Francois,
yes,
going out with an injury against Alabama and their season opener in Atlanta. As Francois definitely out for the season, putting the backup quarterback in for Florida State. Hey, Florida State has had some good backup quarterbacks. Jake Coker, who's the last to win a national champion for Alabama.
Oh, goodness.
Third down now. Snap high. Bobbled. Picks it up. Quarterback doesn't know what to do with it. He's going to run forward. He's got Eagle defenders all over him, and they're going to take him down for a loss of one there.
Yeah, on about the 21-yard line.
Cameron Sillman, the quarterback, the backup quarterback coming in for Jason Jones, number four. So it'll be fourth down. I'm expecting Fultondale to send their field goal unit out, as they're probably a more complete team than most county schools. Like we've mentioned, Hansville doesn't have a field goal kicker.
Right.
Good Hope doesn't really have one.
Well, just kind of comment on how obviously that quarterback is not as experienced as their starter. I don't think the starter made a mistake all night, just about, has he?
As they're going to keep the offense in, and they're going to hand off to number 23, and he's going to be knocked short. As he needed to get to the 10-yard line, he got to the 15, so 5 yards short. Vimont will take over at the 15-yard line, deep in their own territory.
Continuing to bring you up on area play, still looking at Cordova leading Good Hope 26-14 in the third quarter. West Point and corner still locked in a tight one, 29-28. Corner ahead by 1 point now in the third quarter. Of course, Fultondale leading Vimont right now. I'm still in disbelief over this number, Dylan, 48-0. Coleman and Fort Payne still locked in at 13-7 right now. And J.B. Pennington and Hansville 28-0. I'm sorry, Fort Payne leading Coleman in that game. Cull Springs trailing Falkville 41-7. And Fairview trailing Mortimer Jordan 28-3. So a lot of hurt going on in Coleman County tonight, Dylan. I hate to keep saying that, but it is the truth as Vimont runs their first set of downs.
So now second down coming up for Vimont as handed off to Dustin Moore and could not get too much. Actually, it's going to go to Dinkle instead. Gain of five there, so second and five now from the 20-yard line. The hurt is definitely on here in Coleman County as we're in week five. You know, about halfway through, usually about 10 weeks, I believe. And
yeah, I think I was mentioning that it was halfway through tonight.
As we're
hard to believe it. Seems like we were just starting out a couple of weeks ago. We were starting out.
As we started out a month ago, I think it was, you know, August 21st or 2nd. We did start September 22nd. Well, that's the end of the third quarter here, and Fultondale definitely putting on a show here. 48-0. The Vimont Eagles, the home team, cannot put anything on the board tonight. It's almost a shutout. That's not what you want to hear if you're from the home team. You're a parent, a fan. I know I'm a fan, an alumni, and I don't like to hear it, but a lot of pain on Coleman County teams is, you know, like we mentioned, we keep up with the area teams. We got a close one about 6 miles away in West Point, but nothing other than that, Cordova leads Good Hope 26-14.
We invite you to stay tuned for the fourth quarter. Hopefully it will be a lot more exciting than the first, second, and third quarters here in Vimont. Again, if you like Friday Night Live, we invite you to become part of our team, sponsor the program, and for more information on how to do that, well, here is that information now.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill.
Woo-hoo!
Hey, we're not kidding, seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today, or visit our website, live95coleman.com.
and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's Independent Radio.
Well, if you're a Vinemont fan, that's what you got to do. You got to don't stop believing. Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium here on the campus of Vinemont High School. As this is Friday Night Live, brought to you live from South Vinemont, Alabama. First down now for the Vinemont Eagles as they have the ball at the 30-yard line. Excuse me, at the 34. Carter goes to the handoff, goes to number 11. It's going to be number 11, Dustin Moore.
Alonzo Salgado in the carry.
Excuse me, Salgado there. Salgado with the carry, game about three. Second and four here. We do want to mention some scores from around the region in just a little bit. Second and four, Vinemont. Carter hands off to number 22 there.
We can give you a little teaser on that, Dylan. There's a lot of hurt going on in this stadium tonight, and there's a lot of hurt going on in many stadiums across Cullman County tonight. But as we've been saying all along, you know, it's not over till it's over. I believe Corner had a pretty significant lead over West Point at one point, and that game came almost back. I believe there was a one-point difference, and now Corner has pulled ahead on it again. It is 36-28, Corner in the lead there.
Well, this one in the fourth quarter, it just started 48-0, Fultondale. Third down, first down now, after the gain by Moore. Salgado with a carry again gets about to about 2 or 3 yards ahead, so it'll be a second down.
James Adams Smith on the tackle.
The Fultondale Wildcats. We've been covering Aggies here lately. We've had a lot of Aggies. We were at the Hamilton Aggies, which, to add more confusion to what we were talking about at our Fairview game, you know, what is an Aggie? Kind of had a wrench thrown in that one as we go there, and their mascot, a bulldog, but they are the Aggies. We thought I was a farmer.
Well, in respect to my family, we always referred to my grandmother as Aggie. So there you go.
Hand off to Pete Watley.
They'll hand off to Watley there. Watley will get ahead for about 4 or 5 yards, 1 yard short of the marker.
If you happen to be scanning the dial, you found Coleman's Live 95. We're doing Friday Night Live, where this week's game is Vinemont versus Fultondale. And currently, Fultondale is leading Vinemont 48-0 with 8 minutes and 45 seconds left here in the final quarter. Dylan Diemert alongside Jay Fuller as we bring you the action.
First down now. Carter hands off to Watley. Watley gets to about the
45. That was a gain of a couple of yards.
Excuse me, there goes a dinkle there, 24. As the Fultondale side getting rowdy here. Their team commands this one. So Fultondale fans staying in this one. You know, I got to say, even though what the scoreboard says, Vinemont people are still here, and this stadium's still full.
It's because the food's so good, Dylan. I went all the way through the third quarter without sneaking down for my second cheeseburger. I think the food provided to us at halftime did me in good.
As this is a reason why, you know, I mentioned them as the Vinemont faithful. These people,
you did.
Very
that,
faithful.
That was why we picked this game tonight. It was very, for the food, Dylan.
It was for the food. Very faithful crowd here. They stay with their team no matter what. And off to Salgado, good for about 4 yard gain, 1 yard short of the marker. Third down and one.
First down for the Eagles.
They're going to just give him a first down there. I think he was short just maybe a little bit, but they're going to go ahead and give it to him. Fultondale probably will put up no contest to this one, as you know.
Yep. No complaints in the broadcast booth. None whatsoever. Ball is on the about 43-yard line.
First down now. Carter goes to, Dinkle again.
There, about the 37-yard line.
As Dinkle tried to get to the 35. He's about the 36. So it'll be second down and four to go, or second down and six to go. No, second down and four. Maybe shorter as the marker is placed at the 33, so maybe we've got 2 yards to go there to pick up the first down. As Vimont going with a lot of substitution here. Yet to see the pass here, as they've always gone with the run here. And the Fultondale's probably got their second defense in. Carter hands off to Salgado. Salgado with the first down at the 30-yard line. So that sets up a Vimont first down at the 30-yard line in their own territory, Wildcat territory. Yet Vimont not gone with the pass yet. The rushing has been working so far, yet to go to the pass tonight. First down now at the 30-yard line. Carter takes a snap, throws it back to Salgado. Salgado trying to fight forward, loss of 2 yards there. It's going to be second down and 12 from the 32-yard line as Salgado could not get past the line of scrimmage and will fall 2 yards short. Adam Smith with the tackle for Fultondale. Again, a lot of substitution between number 20 and number 5 for the offense.
5 minutes and 16 seconds left in the game.
So again, next week, Vimont hosts Addison on the finale of their three-week homestand, while Fultondale returns to the Birmingham metro area and will face off against more than likely another metro area team. I may have read Hale County, which is not Metro Birmingham, so it's a little bit of a far-out game. I read that. Not 100% sure, but we'll get a correction to you. As number 5 comes back in for number 20, a lot of change here as they're keeping the rotation in, bringing that player out to get word from the sideline to the huddle and bringing it back, so they're swapping out. They've not gone with the wide receivers much tonight. You haven't seen much action in the wide receivers. They've just been playing tonight, running their routes, not able to get open. Really, they're just using them as blockers, as Vimont very rarely will ever stretch the field using the pass. They usually start with the run. Always been a run-heavy offense as far back as I can remember. Never found an identity as a passing team. And it's fourth down now from the 24-yard line, 23. Carter stays out for the offense. As I think he also duels as the punter for this team. He'll stay out at a quarterback. Carter hands off to Dinkle in the corner and down at the 20-yard line. I think he's got the first down. He's just passed it, so at the 19-yard line, they're going to say first down, Vimont. Willie Smith there to make the tackle for Fultondale. So another first down for Vimont as they're starting to go late in this fourth quarter, but I don't think time is on their side like in Hanceville.
That's correct. 3 minutes and 15 seconds left in the fourth quarter.
There is no way you can put up 49 points that quickly. Maybe it can be done tonight. I think Vimont's trying to prevent a shutout here tonight. First down and 20. Penalty markers down. This one's whistled dead, so it's probably going to be a false start on the offense to send them back 5 yards here. So it'll be first and 15. I was right. At the 25, if that's what the call will be. We don't want to jump the gun yet. As they're actually going to attack this one on Fultondale, so it'll be first and 5. So a positive gain here as they thought it was going to be on them, but it'll be in favor of them. So now a 5-yard gain here. First and 5. Carter with the snap. Hands off to number 81, and he breaks free, gets to the 10-yard line. Teague Watley with the carry there. down at the 10-yard line, 10 yards away.
31 seconds left.
So now trying to prevent the shutout here. It's going to be the first Vinemont red zone trip tonight.
Second down, one for the Eagles.
Coming very late. And they're going to say second and one here, so he's going to say he didn't make it to the first down marker. His first down marker plotted at the 9-yard line. So second and one here for Vinemont. Carter steps back, hands off to Watley. Watley goes inside. Watley to the 5 and makes it to about the 3-yard line. Teague Watley with the carry there for the first down. First and goal situation tonight for Vinemont for the first time tonight. So now 1:42 to play. Again, Vinemont looking just to prevent the shutout as they want to put 7 on the board at least. 1:30 to play. 48-0, Fultondale. Carter with the snap, hands off to number 24, and that's a Vinemont Eagle touchdown. The first one of the night. The shutout will not happen.
And that, Dylan, that is why all the Vinemont fans did not leave. They wanted that moment right there.
Touchdown for the Eagles. So, first touchdown tonight. And it will probably be one of the final plays tonight for Vinemont as number 24.
1 minute, 15 seconds left in the game.
Number 24, Dallin Dinkle, gets in for Vinemont for the first Eagle touchdown. 1:55 to play.
Dylan,
so not too much longer to go.
There's a media blackout apparently happening over at Coleman High School. I have not heard any updates since halftime. Our very own Tommy Warhurst is the public address announcer over there, so I've reached out to him to see if I can get any updates. But I have looked everywhere. I've looked on the Athletic High School Association Twitter feed, looked on Coleman's Twitter feed, and no information is coming out of Coleman High School right now.
So very interesting. We don't know what's going on there.
Cordova is leading Good Hope 26-14. Corner is leading West Point. Looks like they're going to pull out that game 42-28. And I've been saying this all night. I hate to keep repeating it, but there's a lot of hurt going on in Coleman County tonight. Hurt happening right here as well. Fultondale leading Vinemont 48-0, but hopefully not for long, Dylan.
Well, no longer, 48-6, as waiting to go for the extra point here to make it 48-7.
I knew that. You just said that. J.B. Pennington leading Hansville 35-0. Falkville over Cold Springs 48-7. Mortimer Jordan over Fairview 28-3. Just not a good night for football in Coleman County.
Not at all. But now extra point to be attempted by Alonzo Salgado, with Carter being the placeholder here. Kick is up, and it's too low. Could not make it. No good. 1:15 to play, and your score, 48-6.
You're listening to Friday Night Live on Coleman Live 95. We'll be back in just a moment on WRJM LP Coleman.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, Cardio Sculpt, or Dance Fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Welcome back to Mark Smothers Stadium here on the campus of Vinemont High School. This is Friday Night Live. Glad you're with us. Dylan Deemer alongside me is Jay Fuller.
Hey, Dylan, the excitement just happened. We got some points on the board here in Vinemont. Only 42.
You want to tell them the bad news? Tell them the bad news, Jay.
42 points to go and 1 minute 15 seconds to get them scored.
Low kick by Carter again, and wonder if they're going for the onside kick there. It was fielded by Dustin Moore. I think it went the 10 yards it needed to go.
So if you've enjoyed Friday Night Live, we bring it to you each and every Friday night. And we are talking next week about possibly doing Holly Pond. Just stay tuned to the Live 95 Facebook page, and we'll update you sometime during the week. This week it was on Friday about 4 o'clock, I think. The best way to find out, tune into Sports Talk Live each and every Thursday at 4 o'clock. I pretty much always tell the guys by then where we're going to be Friday night.
So. You know, usually we like to have a decision pretty quickly to you and have you know. I think the big one was Good Hope last week. A lot of fans reached out on the Facebook page and said they were really interested. And they had a good game. So the backup's still in for Fultondale. As
he made it about 8 yards that time, it looks like. 57 seconds left in this game.
Definitely the second string's in for this team. Both teams, maybe excluding Vimont, still playing their starters.
You can see a little difference, but you know, not a lot of difference between the first and second string.
So now second down. Clock is running at 35 seconds here in the fourth quarter. So this one's about over. And Fultondale in the shotgun position. They're still going to run plays and not just take a knee and get out of this one. But the second string's in, getting some minutes here.
Yeah, I don't think he has to take a knee to get out of this one there.
I don't think he has to do much of anything. I think he could just take the ball and really just leave the stadium, get in his car, and load up on the bus.
Kind of heading that way. I mean, I think you've got to pass the end zone to do that. But Vimont Eagles not having a lot of success in stopping them from running towards the end zone as this game comes to a close.
The clock was still running, and it's over. That's the ball game. Vimont will fall to 1-3 as they will lose tonight on their home field. 6-48. Fultondale goes to 4-0 and 2-0 in Region 6-3A play.
Stay tuned for about 60 or 90 seconds, and we'll come back in a moment and tell you the rest of the football action happening around Coleman County here on Friday Night Live on Coleman's Live 95.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you're right around
town. Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Welcome back to Friday Night Live. Dylan Deamer, Jay Fuller, where we're coming to you live from Vimont High School. Not a very good game here, Dylan.
Yeah, your final score tonight from Mark Smothers Stadium, Vimont 6, Fultondale 48.
All of the football players and cheerleaders and coaches are all huddled in the middle of the field, probably doing a post-game prayer.
So welcome to the post-game show, where we talk about post-game analysis and scores from around the region.
Yeah, there are a couple of scores coming in around the region, and not very many other teams in Coleman County had good games either. In fact, quite a deficit of points scored across Coleman County tonight. We'll start This game almost over. Most of these games are almost over. Cordova is leading Good Hope right now, 26-14. Of course, Good Hope had a phenomenal win last week.
It was a very close one, and at Hamilton, Good Hope won that one. Now Cordova pulled away in this one. Now West Point is trailing a corner 42-28, and that one going on in the fourth quarter as West Point one time controlled that one, and then corner turned up the heat and took that one away. Fort Payne and Coleman in the fourth quarter, they score 13-7. So they've updated the time. Looks like the score has stayed the same over there.
But no update, and that must be a really defensive and strong game. Of course, this game has now ended, Fultondale and Vinemont, and Fultondale won this one 48-6.
J.B. Pennington is shutting out Hansville right now, 42-0. That one in the fourth quarter, while Falkville is commanding Cold Springs 56-7. You know, I thought that was going to be a close one, too. That was one I was looking at as well, as it's going on just 8 miles north of here at Blue Devil Field. Mortimer Jordan commands Fairview 34-3. And Addison trailing for the first time all season 21-12 against Lynn.
We've enjoyed bringing this broadcast to you. If you've enjoyed Friday Night Live, tune in each and every Friday night about 6:45. And to find out which game we'll be covering, you can tune in to our Facebook page or to Sports Talk Live each and every Thursday at 4 o'clock. And usually by that point in time, we let the guys know which game we'll be covering here on Friday Night Live. For Dylan Diemert, I'm Jay Fuller, and y'all stay tuned. More great Live 95 music coming up later tonight, like in a few minutes.
We'll see you next week.
Actually, we're going to re-air this broadcast probably in about 10 minutes. So if you missed any of it and you'd like to hear it again, well, stay tuned. You're listening to Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio.
Happy Homes Real Estate is proud to sponsor Friday Night Live on Live 95. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you today. After all, they're the top producing agency in Coleman. And I bet if you ride around town this weekend, you'll see open house signs all over Coleman for Happy Homes Real Estate. For property management, to buy a home or sell a home, the team at Happy Homes Real Estate wants to go to work for you. Happy Homes Real Estate, where they believe every home should be a happy home.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.